Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Rare.
I'd like my steak done rare.
R-A-R-E, rare. Text rare to 72881, but at the end of this hour, it could mean $1,000. We're doing a national contest. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is rare. At 10 o'clock, we'll give you another code word. We do it nine times a day. 9K a day, Vincent!
It's a big deal.
It is a very big deal. You're right. Yeah. Today is 49er Friday, and Sunday the 49ers are in the final football game of the season. That's on Sunday around 3:30, so go Niners.
Do you have a special name or anything?
I don't know.
Like a big football game.
It's just last game of the season. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll read a few of these before we get back to the music.
Yeah. Rock your world all day. Party station on Fridays.
Vin, did you feel the earthquake this morning in your area at 3:13 a.m.?
Oh.
I did not, and I was awake. Hmm. How was that?
Does it say what it... I mean, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
That's the first I'm hearing of it, too.
Huh. Must have just been a little one.
Hmm.
Or maybe a car backfired out in that guy's cul-de-sac. So cool.
The transgender symbol is an arrow for male plus the plus sign for female and one combining both on a circle.
Oh, all right.
All right. Maybe that's what the symbol he uses.
Maybe.
I don't know. Sarah, you're turning my 12-year-old against you. She's a huge One Direction.
I said he was the cute one.
One Direction fan. And you're saying Louis Tomlinson's name wrong.
Sorry.
It's pronounced Louis.
Okay.
With the long E, not Louis.
Spelled Louis, though.
Please correct or she may boycott.
Oh, God. We can't have that. Don't worry. I'll never make that mistake again. He is the cute one. He's danger boy. He did lose his sister this year, too.
Okay. And he's also doing a great impersonation of Oasis. Mm-hmm. On his new record.
He is.
LOL, you're cracking me up. Yuzette is gone for 2 days and the show is all about poop and fart sounds.
I know.
Happy Friday.
It turns out our moral compass has departed.
That's not true.
Look. Catch her Monday in the midday show.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to step up and be the moral compass now.
Sarah, I hope you...
Someone has to do it.
Vinny, did you just tell the world you live in a $2.5 million house?
Yeah, it's just bad math. Don't worry about it. I thought the same thing.
I was guessing at numbers. Mm-hmm. Come on. If you've listened to this show ever, you know I don't know numbers. And then to do them in real time?
Yeah.
Come on.
You were close. It's fine.
Michael Franti does have a blue check mark on his Insta page.
Oh, he didn't on the one. I just looked at him. He does?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I say as in they're saying yes. I don't know. I didn't look. I did look at the picture, the picture of him with Iggy Pop. Well, who is it? Sue, who?
Oh, he does have a check. I'm looking at him in my messages. There's
what's her name?
Mark.
Sue Gordon?
Kim Gordon.
Kim Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him, but he's so young. It's crazy.
I know. It's really cute.
Good looking kid.
Bronze. God. His hair's so short, too. Like, he has just these just really short little dreads mm-hmm. and then one going across his face. It's really cute.
Valentine's Day as a single person, no problem. 1 year, I bought myself a new car. When I was single, I didn't even think twice about it.
Right.
It does not make me feel less than to not have a partner.
Yeah.
I don't know why it would make any of you feel that way. Vin, I applaud your honesty. I applaud you for your honesty with your kids. Honesty earns trust with them. You don't have to tell them more than what they ask, but when they ask a question and you're honest with the answer, there's a level of respect and trust that is established. Well, that's a nice spin on that.
There you go. That's nice. No, you did the right thing.
I accidentally stepped in a bear trap is what I did, but okay.
Have you ever been arrested, Dad? No!
How did I brought this
up? I was a straight A student. I never missed a day, and I've never stepped over any lines, ever. I didn't even step on a crack and break my mother's back.
When I was in kindergarten, a mom came up to my mom and said, Hannah told the whole class about you ovulating while trying to get pregnant again. Now I have had to have a talk with my son about what ovulation means. Yeah. My mom has never been more mortified.
Well, you gave that other mother an opportunity to tell her kid the truth.
Right.
Yeah. Family secrets, people. You got to establish that early with your kids. Listen, this is us. This is our unit. Doesn't leave this. You can tell anything in this circle, and nothing ever leaves this circle. I trust you. You trust me.
It's weird.
Or I'll beat you up.
Well, that's the problem.
No. Don't beat up your kids. And don't let your kids beat you up either.
Yeah.
There should be no hitting.
Yeah.
Sarah, what kind of plants do you have in your pond?
Right now I have, I think it's called like water lettuce and water hyacinth or something. But, and I have a pickle weed or pickle wood weed, pickerel weed. And I need to get a new water lily because mine croaked last year. You know, it was beautiful for 3 years. It bloomed gorgeous pink flowers every, you know, get one a week. And then all of a sudden it went.
Farting?
Yep, farted out. I had to yank it out of the pond.
Yikes.
Ponds are gross, man. I'll tell you that right now. Just disgusting.
I wouldn't make one.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
They're good, you know, but they did, first of all, they're a lot of work, but then they're just like, you pull a plant out and you're like, oh my God, I've never smelled anything so stinky in my life.
Well, and you also have a gang of raccoons that you've been battling since
I'm done
the
battling.
Thing in.
I won. I won that battle.
Sure, but I mean, let's be honest.
We put cement all around the outside shed.
How much energy
did
you have to
skunk?
Put into that? Oh my God, I didn't even tell you.
What?
I have gophers.
Yeah, you got a lawn, you'll have gophers.
Dude, they're for real, too.
They ruin your yard. When we put in our new lawn, we dug it down an extra 6 inches, laid in gopher wire, and then put the sod on top of it.
So we've had a busy couple months, yeah. And I haven't been paying attention.
And
your
whole yard is a bunch of mounds?
And the whole left side of my yard is mounds, as you say. And so first thing, I'm like, all right, I got to make a phone call. I check with some people, and they're like, you can get these stakes that make... Don't nod no.
I've tried everything.
So I put those in. Then...
How's that going?
Well, hold on. And then I stomped all of the spots where that... The thing... So now that I've pressed... Now my ground is, you know, 6 inches lower than it should be because I went and stepped on all of the...
The tunnels.
The tunnels. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't live here, dude. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're making a complete mess of my yard.
That's going to continue.
Well, and so now I...
You got some moles, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do?
Things.
Did you get some of those sonar? Nothing.
Well...
They go, boop. They hate the sound, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They work good. Okay. I got to get... the missus was doing a Costco order, and she goes, do you need anything? And I was like, do they have coyote urine? That's what I need. Mm. I'm going to go pour that all over my yard next. Apparently that'll get rid of
great.
Those.
Okay.
Well, it gets rid of them,
well,
Sarah.
Let's see if it does. I mean, that'd be great. Because otherwise, you're going to have to pull everything up and lay down gopher wire.
Then,
I'm telling you, so that's all through our lawn and stuff. And we put it on all the paths so they couldn't uproot those. And everywhere where I want to plant plants, I can't put that in. So those are just mounds. It's just, moles are inescapable.
Would you put the wire down and then, like, cut a little part for your plants to come out of?
You can do that. I did that around one of the trees.
Did it work?
It didn't work. They just, you know what it is? If they can shift the thing at all, they just come up. Then now you got mounds around the bottom of your tree, you know? Or your tree grows over the wire. It's just,
bogus.
You know what? You need cats. My cats
I have
used to,
a cat.
My cat
that
used to
cat
put
is
three,
good for nothing.
Yeah, my cat. My one cat was good for nothing. The one that died 2 or 3 years ago, that one. Was a mighty warrior hunter. Like, we would get moles every day. There'd be a mole out there that I was like, you're the best cat ever.
Oh.
I know.
Cat
around.
2 weeks ago, this is from 408, I was on a cruise in Mexico and listening to you guys on the radio.com app on my phone.
See, we told you.
Oh, yeah.
You can be on a cruise and still listen to us. Take us everywhere. Put us in your pocket and take us everywhere. Put it in your pocket. Never let
Can Sarah take off her coat so we can see her 49er gear?
Oh, yeah. No, it's too cold. I can't. But I have it on. I have my 49er underpants on. My underpants. My 49er bra on, my 49er shirt on, 49er wristbands on. Got it all. 49er handkerchief. Pull that out if I need it later.
Happy Drunkuary, Sarah.
Oh, you're welcome. Yay. It's not going to be Drunkuary. Just tonight. I'll have a couple beers tonight. You know what? And it's funny, too, because all I want is beer. Like, I don't care about any of my normal drinks. I just want a beer right now. God.
415 says, there's a whole generation of middle school girls who wear yoga pants to school so they can put their gym clothes over and not have to change in front of anyone.
Oh, there you go. Pull those right over and pull them right off after.
Girl here. My high school in the 90s had open showers like Vin is describing. Yeah, I
it's wrong.
Just
I think
full,
it's really
open.
Just inviting bullying and humiliation.
No one got bullied at my school for that.
No one else was doing it. Only you guys. You were the only two who were getting naked
only
in there.
Me and Jason Cisco. Sliding Cisco. Around like it's a slip and slide.
Man, it's all of a sudden really foggy out there.
Super.
I thought it was supposed to be really nice today and tomorrow.
It is supposed to be really nice today. It's supposed to clear up and be a very sunshiny day.
Sunshiny day.
Lots of people love your suffuse everything that I off gas. People are into it. Work that into a sentence if you can. This is your homework, everyone. Work suffuse everything that I off gas into a sentence, please.
I managed to.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep.
Garlic.
Those noodles are great. Bryn, go get them now.
Yeah, go get them now, Bryn.
I would have, but they're not open right now.
Well, figure it out. You're the producer. You're supposed to produce the food that we want to eat.
The food, right? Okay.
You have to worry about us 24/7 now. You should know this by now.
I don't want to do that.
Sarah, every time you mention that Bryn is supposed to worry about you guys 24/7, it's coming off as sounding bitter that Yuzette has left. Are you bitter?
No, I'm not. I'm actually really proud of her and happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her own show. We're just having fun. I mean, it is going to be a hard job, and you do have to worry about us 24/7. I didn't realize that she worried about us 24/7, and now that I found that out, I'm like, well, crap, we just lost our 24/7 person. Well, Bryn, Nicole?
Yeah, I just...
Brandon? Where's Brandon?
Why is
he not worried about us 24/7?
He's at home worrying about you right now.
Oh, that's good news.
Oh, good enough.
Woman's clearly not worrying about us 24/7 anymore. I saw him on Instagram this morning. He's up on like the top of some mountain in Bali. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? Don't ask me about it. Ask him.
Who are you talking to?
Whoever's going to Instagram me about it.
Yeah,
Where's Newman anyway?
Every time you bring up his name, then the people start writing in and go, oh yeah, where is that
where
guy?
Where is that guy?
We don't know. Ask him. Write him on his Instagram and ask him.
World traveler, I guess.
He's moved on. And you know what? That's great. He never needed the money that he was paid here to begin with.
No.
And we never knew how he got money, but we know it wasn't from here.
I talked to him here and there, and he's like, I'm on the way to get a massage. I'm like, dude, you don't even work anymore. How do you get another massage again?
Whatever. He's living the
life,
dude.
Get another massage, dude. Damn.
Good for him. I mean, don't we all want that? I'm jealous of anything.
This person, you know, sometimes I think it's interesting how you say something and you expect that the meaning is how you meant it.
Yes.
And then people hear something else.
Okay.
Vinny, I'm with you. I can't stand J-Lo, and I'm Latin. It's not that I can't stand her. I'm just not a fan of J-Lo.
You don't know her music.
I'm there for the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
And during the halftime show, I'm going to split.
Yeah,
there is no rally in Union Square about how down with J-Lo. I don't dislike her. I don't hate her.
I also didn't like the whole assumption that if you didn't like J-Lo, you didn't like Latinos, or that if you were Latino, you had to like her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. I think that seems more racist than just you know, deciding, oh, I don't like that person's music or whatever.
I agree
know.
With you, Vin, on the J-Lo show. I could not be less interested.
I
will be replenishing the food table and using the bathroom. The commercials are too good to miss them. Yeah, I'm just going to not.
She might really knock your socks off. Keep an open mind. You never know. Plus the Shakira. I mean, Shakira's so cute. God, I love that girl.
I do like her.
But I only know one song, and it's The Hips Don't Lie, and that's the only one I know, and I can't say that I'm a fan.
Why the hell should Vinny be forced to digest J-Lo's music just because he married a Latina? I'm Latino, and I can't stand J-Lo or her music. Rock on, Vinny. Yeah, I'm not trying to start trouble.
You're betraying your wife.
I'm not interested.
Who's not even from the same place. American chick. Actually, so is J-Lo for that matter, right? I don't know where she is. J-Lo Puerto Rican?
I don't know her.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure
ethnicity.
She was born in America. I don't know.
She was born in New York.
All right. She's a New Yorker.
What I do know, though, is she's also a producer of
TV shows.
Spanish
and all
content
right.
all over the place.
Even non-Spanish. Didn't she do it? She like produced and starred in some cop show recently.
Yeah, that's not recent.
It's not?
I remember what you're talking about.
I thought that was like last year.
No.
When was it?
I don't know, but I do remember that. That she was on a show and it was, she was a...
Can you
Shades
look
of Blue?
Shades of Blue. When
yeah,
was
when
it?
Was that?
Well, 2016.
Oh, so
well,
3 years ago.
Hold on, let me see. Yeah, 2018.
Not 2018.
Yeah, it ran for a couple years.
2016 and 2018. I'm not sure what episode she was in, though. Was she
well,
in
she
the whole
wasn't
thing?
She. I don't know. I don't know if she was. I never watched one friggin' episode of it. I just heard she was behind it and was in it, and I was like, oh, good for her.
This is in all caps, so just know I'm yelling, all right,
okay.
Everyone?
All right.
Saying the impeachment was a complete waste of time is a GOP talking point. Trying to uphold our Constitution is never a waste of time. This was not a complete waste of time.
Yeah, except that the outcome, I think, was... I mean, honestly, this is more frustration with the broken government setup that we have right now than whether or not it was truly a waste of time. You know, it's... It just... I just knew that... I mean, I'm not the only one who knew this. Everyone predicted this is not going to turn out the way the Democrats want it to go. There were even plenty of Democrats who said, let's not do this. But it happened, and it'll probably end today. And then that guy will talk about how stupid everybody who's a liberal is. And
well,
we get
let's
to sit
just
and
hope
listen to it.
We get a worthy contestant for the upcoming election, and at least it's a nice, fair fight.
Well, listen, we just need what's really killing me about this whole his entire presidency is the way that the Supreme Court sits now and the way all the I mean he's replaced something like 900 justices in the country. I mean, the entire viewpoint of America will shift based on what he's done judicially.
You're asking us, huh?
I'm trying to think if that's the right word for it. I mean, he's replaced so many circuit court judges, and I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like Roe v. Wade's going to get overturned in a worst-case scenario.
J-Lo's Puerto Rican.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
And we break.
Okay. It was time.
For sure. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We have family secrets, too.
So
we're a family.
That you said that.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everyone.
I hope you enjoy your night and that you don't in any way...
I just want that first frosty beer, Vinny. That's all I want. Just one.
Right.
To start.
Right.
Listen, I hope you enjoy your weekend, too.
I expect to. I'm really excited about the Niners game. I'll probably take my kid, who's actually had a good... Just an update. My kid has had a... Like, the last 3 days have gone really well health-wise.
Even though she had that flu.
Well, the flu was bad, and now she's out of the flu again, the second flu, and she's still so light. Oh, God, her weight is way down. But she's eating, and we've had a couple good days. I'm going to take her to the boardwalk tomorrow. I'll see you out there.
Boardwalk!
She is the kid that wins games. She's weirdly good at games. I don't know how she does it, but she's...
You go to the arcade?
Yeah, all the stuff.
Oh, great.
Like the hockey one, she scores. She's never played hockey.
Well, maybe she'll get a hockey scholarship.
I don't know, but she's so anyway. We're gonna go play some games.
Shark.
and then the Niners. So it'll be a good weekend.
All right. Well, I'll catch you back here on Monday. We'll find out how all our prop bets went. And it's Uzi's first day in midday. It's very exciting.
Can you CC or just put on Instagram your apology letter from Saturday morning?
No, I'm not doing that.
CC
I'm not going to write one of those.
And
I'm
I'll
not CC'ing
it.
Anybody. There isn't going to be one. I'm such a good girl now.
Oh, all right.
I'm a good girl.
Right.
Who's a good girl?
Look at you talking to yourself.
I'm a good girl.
All right.
Okay, see you later.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.